The Lum and Abner Show. With your old favorites, Zizo Pitts, Andy Devine, music by Opie Cates, and starring Lum and Abner.
Abner, I was just wondering, was you ever in love?
Well, I thought I was one time, and then I got married and never had a chance to find out.
Well, you can take my word for it. Love is wonderful.
For goodness sake. Who is it, Mom?
Andy Devine.
Andy? Well, I hope you two will be very happy.
No, Abner. Andy's in love with Miss Pitts.
Dog is a triangle. Well, don't worry, Lum. Big around as Andy is, he'll never be able to fit into it.
I ain't in love with nobody. What I'm trying to tell you is that Cupid has let fly with his bow and arrow and hit old Andy.
With a target like that, how could he miss?
Oh, I tell you, he hit the bullseye all right. Andy's really got it bad.
Well, how does Miss Pitts feel about it?
Well, she don't know it yet. Oh. That's where I come in.
Back to the triangle again, huh?
No, you see, Andy's asked me to help him.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you was a good friend to a feller that wanted to get married, what would you do?
I'd lock him up someplace till he come to his senses.
You wouldn't do no such a thing. You'd let the ladies in love with know that he's ready to get married.
Oh, no, I ain't no stool pigeon.
Oh, Abner, this is going to be the biggest social event of the year. I'm going to give Andy a coming out party.
Coming out?
Yes, sir.
Doggies, he's been out for a long time. Fact is, I think it's about time to put him back in.
No, sir, I grant he's Abner. You're going to see some action now. Huh. Andy Devine is going to make his debut. Enchanted evening.
Lum.
You may see a stranger.
Lum.
You may see a stranger.
Enzio.
What is it, Ed?
Just want to know how long you're going to sing.
Well, what difference does it make?
I want to know how much cotton to stuff in my ear.
That's fine. You just don't know talent when you hear it.
I'll go
for
back to
this. Singing is concerned, I've been told I'm a natural-born barracuda.
You might be, but I ain't heard such bellerin' since Gomer Bates reversed the milking machine on that cow head.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, this coming out party for Andy is the greatest one idea I ever studied up.
Well,
I better get him on the phone and tell him to come right over. Yeah, I'll have him and Miss Pitts married inside of a week. Oh, I tell you, I'm a regular little old Cupid.
You're the first Cupid I ever seen with a handlebar mustache.
Andy Devine's barbershop. Come in and get trimmed.
Oh, howdy, Andy. This is Lum Eddards.
Oh, hello, Lum.
Andy, let me be the first to congratulate you on your impending wedlock to Miss Pitts.
Oh, golly, Lum, did she say yes?
Well, not yet, but I got a surefire idea to wrap up the deal. Can you come over right away?
Well, not right away, Lum. I'm shaving a customer. I'm nearly finished. I'll be there in a minute.
All right, Andy. So long.
So long.
Lum, I still don't see why.
Wait a minute, Abner. Goodbye, Miss Seastrunk, Miss Bates, Miss Pomeroy, Miss Beckley, Miss Simpson, Miss Johnson. Goodbye, Miss Goshen. Granny's Abner, we're getting a bigger hooper rating on that party line every day, you know?
Lum, what I started out to say, I still don't see how this coming out party of Andy's will get him married.
Abner, don't you ever read the society page in the county paper?
Oh, every now and then, Elizabeth reads me what's going on twixt the hoys and the ploys.
Well, now, if you'll just listen a minute, I'll show you something. Now, listen to this. Mr. and Ms. Volmer J. Stokes today announced the marriage of their daughter, Bueller. Miss Stokes is a well-known debutante.
Oh, well, so they finally hooked the sucker for old horse face, huh? Now a bomber can take them bear traps off the front porch.
Well, don't you see? If making a debut can get her married off, then it can do the same for Andy. He's a better catch than she is.
Yeah, and away yonder prettier, too. But I still don't know about that debut business.
Well, I know it'll work. Every one of them weddings you read about is of a well-known debutante.
Well, yeah.
My mind's made up, Abner. Andy's going to make his debut, and I'm going to be his sponsor.
Uh-huh.
Sponsor? He's got to have a sponsor, you know.
You mean you're going to put him on the radio?
No, not that kind, silly. His sponsor's the fella that gives the party.
Oh.
Oh, when Miss Pitts gets a load of Andy debuting himself into high society, she'd be bowled over. Then all he has to do is just pop the question.
Yeah. Well, I guess women folks do go for that society stuff.
Why, of course they do.
I'll never forget the first time Elizabeth seen me in a swallowtail coat. She wanted to get married right off.
Yeah. When was that?
The day of our wedding.
I better get going on this party. First thing I got to do is check with Emily Post.
You mean old Harvey Post woman out there on Briar Creek?
No, I mean Emily Post's book on etiquette.
Well, I was going to say, hey, wait a minute. I never know that Harvey's woman wrote a book.
She never, silly.
She can't even write long.
This is another Post family, I think.
Harvey.
Anyway, I got the book right here. Now, listen, I'll read it to you. The debutante, how a young girl is presented to society.
Andy ain't no young girl.
That don't matter. I'm sure this article means both men and women.
All right, what does it say? It
says, any one of various entertainments may be given to present a young girl to society.
Entertainment?
Yes.
Well, how about a coon hunt?
They don't have coon hunts in high society. They hunt something high class, like me.
Oh. Well, does the book suggest any special entertainment?
Well, it says here, the most elaborate entertainment that can be given is a ball.
Ain't Andy a little old to be playing with a ball?
I don't mean a bouncing ball. I mean a dancing ball.
Oh, doggies, I'd love to have one of them myself. I'll trade him my top for it.
Hey, that's what I'll do. And for an orchestra, I'll hire the Macmillan boys and mother.
Lom, your place is too small for a ball, Lom. It won't hold more than a dozen people.
Well, that don't matter. Nobody's going to stay very long anyway when Mother cuts loose on that washboard.
Oh, no. That'll scatter him.
Oh, I tell you, Abner, this idea of mine's shaping up wonderful. I'm going to make Andy a regular Cinderella.
Cinderella? Doggies, I'd like to see the size of the pumpkin you make his coach out of. Mm-hmm.
Well, Andy, how's the prospective bridegroom?
Oh, I'm just trembling all over.
I'm glad you cleared that up. I thought we was having an earthquake.
Well, ain't a thing to worry about, old boy. Before you know it, Andy, you'll be walking down the aisle with Miss Pitts. Of course, there's a few details to be worked out first.
Yeah, like widening the aisle.
Lum, I'll do anything you say to get Miss Pitts. Now, what's your plan?
Well, you're going to be a debutante.
What?
A debutante. I'm giving you a coming out party and dancing ball.
Oh, Lum, me a debutante? Oh, no.
Just think of it. You'll be Andy Devine, the social butterfly, coming out of your cocoon.
Any cocoon he'd come out of looked like a Quonset hut.
Miss Pitts will see you basking in the limelight and belling around the ball and tripping over the light fantastic.
Tripping?
Yeah, you'll be covered with glamour.
You'll be covered with plaster. If he ever trips, the whole roof will come down.
Abner, will you please keep out of this? Oh, Andy, when I get done, all you got to do is just pop the question.
Lon, I admit it sounds wonderful, but, oh, I don't know nothing about debutante.
I've done and took care of all that. I've got a book here with all the rules and regulations.
Well, good for you, Lon. I'm ready.
Fine. Now, listen while I read this.
Huh?
Let us pretend a worldly godmother is speaking. Let us pretend that you're a young girl on the eve of your coming out ball.
Let us pretend that you're both nuts.
You are excited. Of course you are. It is your evening, and you are the little princess.
Oh, Lum.
This is making me a little sick.
There is music.
Oh, dog, it's a Macmillan boys and mother.
Then you enter, princess. You are wearing your prettiest dress.
Now, hold on there. I ain't gonna wear no dress.
But, Andy...
Don't butt me. How would it look for me to walk up to Miss Pitts, swish my bustle, curtsy, and say, would you like to become my wife?
Oh. Andy, I'm just trying to do this official. Let's see now. A few don'ts for debutantes.
Well, now, let's hear that.
Yeah, this is getting interesting.
All right. A few don'ts for debutantes. Don't think that you need neither brains nor manners just because you have a pretty face.
Oh, I don't, love.
Whispering is always rude.
With that voice, how can he? Sounds like a bulldozer with stripped gears climbing out of a gravel pit.
Whispering and giggling at the same time is to be frowned on.
And it's doggone hard to do, too.
If you would be thought likable, don't nudge or pat or tug at people.
How about ending wrestling?
I don't say.
I ain't interested in the don'ts. I'd like to know, what am I supposed to do?
Well, there's more here. It goes on. The debutante stands beside the hostess at the entrance. As the guests enter, they greet the hostess first.
Well, who's the hostess?
Well, that's me, natural.
Oh, natural.
The hostess shakes hands with each, turns to the debutante, and says, Cynthia, I want to present Ms. Jones.
Cynthia? Now, who's that?
That's you.
Me?
Well, it says right here in the book, Cynthia.
That's enough. I've done it. The whole thing's off. First, I gotta be a debutante. Then I gotta wear a dress. Then everybody's calling me Cynthia.
Now, just a minute. Will you promise me one thing, Andy?
All right. What is it?
That you'll save all this wrangling till after the ball.
Okay.
Now, will you promise me something?
Oh, yes, Abner. What is it?
That you'll save me the first dance, Cynthia.
Say, Abner, did you get all them invites all took care of?
Yeah, but, Lum, I didn't see no invite in there for Miss Pitts.
Well, I never aimed to send her one. I'm going over to her house and invite her personal.
Oh, I see.
That's part of my plan. See, I want to give old Andy a big build-up with her before his debut.
Yeah.
Tell her what a fine thing marriage is.
Uh-oh.
You know, give her that stuff about the vine-kivered cottage, turtle doves, and all that stuff.
That's exactly what that Elizabeth pulled on me.
Oh, it works every time.
Yeah, I know it fooled me. Hi, Dogies, wait a minute, Lum. Now's your chance to talk to Miss Pitts, because here she comes right now.
Oh, no. I don't want her to see me in the store here. I'll go on over to her house and wait for her over there.
Oh.
And I can talk to her in the parlor. I'll sneak out the back.
Yeah, well, hurry up. Get out of here. So long.
Good afternoon. I'm Miss Pitts with the County Home Economics Bureau. The county wishes me to inform you that... Oh, hang the county.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. What have I said? If the supervisor heard... that, I'm fired. We girls aren't allowed to use profanity.
Oh. Well, we got a special on soap if you'd like to wash your mouth out.
I'd like to forget county business for a moment and have a talk with you. Mr. Peabody, may I be frank?
If Andy can be Cynthia, I don't see why not.
Mr. Peabody, do you think I come in here just to pass on the county suggestions to you? No, I'll be honest. I come in here to see Mr. Edwards.
Huh?
To catch a glimpse of his handsome, sensitive face.
You sure you've been looking at the right man?
Mr. Peabody, every time I see him, it gives me goose pimples.
It is sort of frightening, ain't it?
But has he ever noticed me? No. To him, I'm just a drab county agent.
Huh.
But he's wrong. Underneath this stern official exterior beats the heart of a romantic woman.
Well.
Tell me, Mr. Peabody, does Mr. Edwards ever talk about me?
Well,
oh, now... please, please, this is so important to me.
Well, to tell you the truth, Miss Pitts, he's been talking about you all day long.
He has? Yeah. He has? What's he been saying?
Well...
Oh, Mr. Peabody, please, please...
Well, I guess ain't no harm in telling you. You'll find it out sooner or later.
Oh, find out what?
About Andy Devine's debut party.
Oh, well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, see, Lum figured that'd be a good time to announce the engagement.
The engagement? Whose engagement?
Why, yours. He figured you'd say yes under the spell of all that society stuff.
Oh, he didn't have to wait until then. I'd say yes to Mr. Edwards anywhere.
Well, now, wait just a minute, miss.
I've got to find him. Where is he?
Well, he's on his way over to your house right now.
Oh, I've got to get home. I might miss him.
Yeah, well, if you miss him over there, he'll give you a ring later.
A ring? Oh, Mr. Peabody. This is the happiest day of my life.
Yeah, but Miss Pitt...
At last, I've got something besides hope in my chest.
Here is Opie Cates, his clarinet, his orchestra, and Digga Digga Doo.
I'd just love to hear the conversation twixt old Lum and Miss Pitts. Doggies, has he put his foot into it?
Why, what's he got himself into now?
Well, he went over to Miss Pitts to ask her to marry Andy Devine.
Mm-hmm.
But she thinks he's going to ask her to marry him.
Well, I'll be doggone. I never even knowed Lum was in love with her.
She ain't.
Well, their marriage ain't getting off to a very good start, is it?
No, Opie, Lum's trying to get her to marry Andy Devine. That's the reason he's giving this big coming-out party for Andy.
Coming-out party?
Yeah, well, here's one of the invites. Listen, I'll read it to you. The Entertainment Committee of the Lum Edwards Country Club requests the pleasure of your company at a ball to be given at the clubhouse.
Why, he ain't got no clubhouse.
No, but he thinks that sounds big, you know. Hmm. Fact says he's fixing up his chicken house so it'll look like one. Going to borrow a pool table and put it out there.
In the chicken house?
Yeah.
Oh, the chickens will love that.
Yeah.
I can just see that old rooster of Lum's nudging one of the hens and saying, lay it in the side pocket, Clarence.
There's a bank shot I'd love to see. Special with one foot on the floor.
I went to a party at a clubhouse once.
Well.
Over in Clinton. I took Sam Bidbolt.
Sam Bidbolt? Why don't you take a girl?
Sam's a girl.
Ah.
Her sisters are too, Clyde and Dudley.
Why in the world did they name three girls Sam, Clyde, and Dudley?
Well, they had to have some way to tell them apart. I was in love with Sam. When her family moved away from Clinton, I cried like a baby.
Oh, you ought to control yourself, old Pete.
Just couldn't help it. I was only a year old at the time. Last time I heard from Sam, she was a hostess in the Ace High Snooker Palace in Beeville, Texas.
Good for Sam.
You know, Abner, I sort of figured she'd wind up behind the eight ball.
Hey, talking about behind the eight ball, Doggers, I wonder what old Lum's doing right now.
See a stranger.
Who's there?
Oh, it's me, Miss Pitts, Lum Eddard.
Just a second. I'll unbolt the door. Oh, Mr. Edwards, won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Granny, you ain't taking no chances of anybody getting in, are you?
No. Or out, either. Won't you come into the living room?
Oh, thank you. Say, this is a nice place you've got here.
Well, just make yourself comfortable, Mr. Edwards. Just kneel down, sit down.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'll just sit here in the rocking chair.
Well, why don't you try the love seat?
All right.
Just sit on the left side, the part marked his.
This is right cozy.
Oh, my, yes, isn't it?
Miss Pitts, I don't hardly know how to start this, but I've got something awfully important to talk to you about.
Well, go right ahead, Mr. Edwards. You'll find me very helpful.
Well, good. You know, when a man reaches a certain age, he feels the need for companionship. Someone to team up with in double harness.
Would you like some background music? I have that new record, Mule Train.
No, thank you, Miss Pitts. Not now. Every man yearns to have someone to share life's joys and sorrows. Someone to be standing by the gate to wave goodbye to him in the morning.
And to be standing there at night to greet him when he comes home.
Yeah. Of course, you'll have to go in the house sometime to cook supper.
Yes, of course.
Well, to get right to the point, Miss Pitts, have you ever considered matrimony?
Constantly.
Good. I thought I might have to coax you a little there.
Just mentioning it will do.
Of course, I wasn't going to take no for an answer.
You weren't going to get it either.
Well, that's fine. Now, there's one thing I want to know. How do you feel about Andy Devine?
Any friend of yours, Mr. Edwards, is just peachy with me. Why?
Well, I just wanted to be sure. Now that I know how you feel about marriage, don't you agree that Andy would be the best man?
If you think so, he's more than satisfactory with me.
Granny, Miss Pitts, you don't know how happy you've made me.
Oh, Mr. Edwards, I'm so excited.
Now, I'm giving a party for Andy, and I thought that'd be a good place to announce the engagement.
Oh, I think it's simply wonderful.
Good. Now, where would you like to go on the honeymoon?
Oh, any place you suggest is just grand with me.
Well, Niagara Falls is nice.
Yes.
But, of course, it ain't a question of what I like. It's what Andy likes.
Andy? What's Mr. Devine got to do with it? Is he going on the honeymoon, too?
Well, natural.
Well, I don't know why it's necessary for him to make the trip.
Well, it ain't necessary, but it'd be nice. You see, he's sort of planning on it. He bought a roll of film for his Kodak.
You mean you've already discussed it with him?
Yes, I was asking him where he'd like to go, and he sort of favored Niagara Falls.
Well, where do you suggest we go, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, long as you two are happy, that's all that matters, really.
Oh, you're so unselfish. But I want you to be happy, too.
Well, it's awful nice of you to include me, but I can't make the trip no way.
Oh, dear, you're not going?
Well, you know the old saying, two's company, three's a crowd.
then Mr. Devine can stay at home.
Well, that's sort of up to you.
Oh, well, we can settle that later.
Oh, yeah, that's a minor detail. Well, I better be going. I can't wait to tell old Andy the good news.
Oh, don't tell him now. Let's wait and surprise him at the party. Oh, Mr. Edwards, this will be our little secret.
Oh, yeah.
I know it isn't quite proper, but I'd like to be the one to announce the engagement at the party.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I'll get them all quieted down, and I grannies, everybody in this town will be knocked clean off their feet when you get up and announce the name of that groom. Grannies, Abner, everything's all set.
It is. Didn't you see Miss Pitts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I got done telling her about Andy and matrimony and all that stuff, she jumped at the chance to get married.
She did? She's going to marry him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Going to announce it at the big coming out ball.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear it. I've been worried to death.
Worried? Oh, Lum Edwards never makes a mistake. She was just like putty in my hand.
Well, good for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, Abner, I might even open up a matrimonial bureau. I don't know. Go into the business. Just seems like I got a natural knack for handling other folks' affairs.
Well, you ought to have. You've been meddling in them for years.
Oh, Andy's going to be tickled plumb to death when he finds out what I've done for him.
Bless his heart.
Wait a minute. All right, Grannies, there he comes now. Huh? Don't let on to him he's been accepted, though, because this is supposed to be a secret.
Oh.
Yeah, hi, Andy. Old pal, come in.
Don't old pal me, Lum Edwards. I've just come from Miss Pitts.
Oh, no. She didn't go and tell you, did she?
She most certainly did everything.
Oh, that was supposed to be our little secret.
Why, you double-dealing, double-crossing, home-wrecking varmint.
Cynthia, now you simmer down.
Oh, don't you Cynthia me. Lum Edwards, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
But, Andy, what about the party?
The party's off. The weapon's off. Everything's off.
How can you say that after I fixed everything?
You fixed it all right, you Benedict Alden. She thought you was asking her to marry you.
Me? Well, I wouldn't marry her on a bet.
That's just what I told her.
You did, huh?
Yeah, and you might be interested to know that my bride-to-be is suing you for breach of promise.
Mom and Abner will be back in just a moment. Most of us approve of saving for a rainy day. These days, it's hard to have anything left over to save. It's easy to put off that saving until tomorrow, and that tomorrow never seems to come. The best way to make yourself save a little every payday is to join the payroll plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Money invested in United States savings bonds today will make possible many dreams for tomorrow. So arrange to save with United States saving bonds. Remember, automatic saving is sure saving.
You writing?
Huh? Oh, a postcard to Andy Devine.
Andy? I thought you and him was mad at one another.
Well, yeah, but I sort of feel sorry for him. He's bound to be lonesome all by himself up there at Niagara Falls.
Love and After Show will be back next week and every week at the same time with Andy Devine, Laser Tips, and music by Opie Cates. Written by Betty Boyle and Dave Summers, directed by Mary Burns. Wendell Niles speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.